As you see in the bulletin, I will be referring to a number of passages with the theme, looking at this theme and topic, God does not lie, flee deceit, it is of the devil. And the passage I'll read to start is that passage out of the psalm for today. This is the thing that impressed itself, and I was thinking about the sermon and our texts. The thing that impressed me was Psalm 32, verse 2. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Satan lied. He lied to Eve. You will not die. You will become like God. You will know good and evil. Flat out lie. Flat out contradictory to what God had told Adam. And so it began. The rebellion against God, the doubts of God, the dishonor of God, the disobeying of God. In so many ways, this lie from Satan. And Jesus pointed out that Satan is the father of lies. That's what he called him. When Jesus in John 8 was trying to get these Pharisees and Sadducees to think how they were wrong, they were not thinking correctly, they needed to repent and trust in him, Jesus told them about where lies come from. John 8, starting at verse 42, Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came from God and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me. Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks out of his character, for he is a liar and the father of lies. But because I tell the truth, you do not believe me. Which one of you convicts me of sin? If I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me? Whoever is of God hears the words of God. The reasons why you do not hear them is that you are not of God." The father of lies. The psalmist says something very powerful that we should think about when he says in Psalm 32:2, "Blessed is the man against whom the Lord holds no iniquity and in whose spirit there is no deceit." No deceit. I've preached on it before, especially when we had the Beatitudes and the Sermon on the Mount from Matthew 5. The blessed, blessed is, blessed is, blessed is. That phrase, blessed is, means that it's being in a state of being blessings from God, that one is forgiven, that one is in a relationship with God. That is a blessed state. No matter what your circumstances, blessed are the poor. For instance, Jesus said, whatever your circumstances are, if you're blessed by God, that is a good state. That is the situation we want to be in. In this Psalm 32, verse 2, blessed, so the man is in this wonderful state with God. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. If there is deceit in a person's life, an intentional deceit, a deceit lies, that is not being in the state of blessedness. we as a people of God cannot continue in lies, in unrepentant way, and think that that's okay, and still be the people of God. We cannot. Lies are from the devil, the father of lies. And Jesus was trying to get those Pharisees and Sadducees, the teachers of the law, to see it. Don't believe lies. Rather, believe the word of God and believe that he is the Son. Jesus is the Son of God sent from the Father. This teaching that in God there is no lies occurs over and over again in Scripture. There is this very, very interesting Bible narrative from Numbers chapter 23. The people of Israel, God's chosen people, were starting to move as he directed them, and they were being victorious. And there was a king called Balak, and he wanted a prophet of God, somebody who actually knew Yahweh, the true God, to not bless the people of Israel, but to curse them, to curse them. And so Balak, he contracted or somehow was saying, Balaam, I want you to curse these. See these people coming up? I want you to curse them by the name of the Lord, by this God that you believe. Please curse them for me. And Balaam, he could not curse the people because they were blessed. But in part of what he said to the people from Numbers 23, verses starting at verse 18, Balaam took up his discourse and said, Rise, Balak, and hear. Give ear to me, O son of Zippor. God is not man that he should lie, or a son of man that he should change his mind. Has he said, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and will he not fulfill it? Behold, I received a command to bless. He has blessed, and I cannot revoke it. If God blesses, he blesses. If God punishes or judges, he punishes and judges. God does not lie. And you cannot change what God's decision is. If he wants to bless, he blesses. If he wants to judge, he judges. Balak was trying to get Balaam to say the opposite of what God wanted, to curse the people instead of bless them. But Balaam said, God cannot lie. He has decided to bless, and he will bless. Another place in Titus, in the New Testament, in Titus chapter 1. Very interesting about talking about God will not lie. Paul starts out, it's at the very first three verses of Titus 1. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, for the sake of the faith of God's elect and for their knowledge of the truth which accords with godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promised before the ages began, and at the proper time manifested in his word through the preaching with which I have been entrusted by the command of God our Savior. Paul is saying, a long time ago, God promised to send a Savior to give eternal life. And God does not lie. That is an eternal hope. God does not lie about the consequences of his promises. His promises, what they do, and he does not lie about sin. He promises in Jesus Christ, and he planned, Paul says, from the foundations of the world, from Ephesians 2, from the foundations of the world, God has ordained who he will save and give eternal life. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, the Old Testament passage, there would be one born of Eve who would step on the snake's head. That's Jesus. God does not lie. He sent Jesus. So God does not lie about salvation, and he does not lie about sin. Sin is punished. Sin is wrong. But Satan, He wants to twist that around. Oh, don't worry about that. That's not really a sin. Or Satan will say, oh, you should worry about that. You're not really forgiven. Jesus doesn't really forgive you. You're not saved. That's a lie too. And so one way or another, Satan is trying to draw us away from God's word, trying to say, draw us away from the truth of his law and the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, trying to lie. But it is blessed not to live in deceit. We come across deceit and lies different times in our life. Maybe we have done it, or maybe we see it happening or hear of it happening. And we should not take these things lightly. Whether it is in our own life, lies in our own life, or whether it is lies that we see going on in the community or maybe far away, these should not be taken lightly. God does not lie. He does not deal with deceit. Sometimes we can fess up. We can own up. We have the opportunity to confess our sins and say, I'm lying. This isn't truthful. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And we can deal with it. God deals with it through the faith in Christ and forgives us. Sometimes it's a situation out of our control. Sometimes it's a situation far away, but we understand that there is deceit and lying going on. And we have no way to interact closely in that. But that does not mean we should not fear that or notice it or pray to God about it. That is wrong. What's going on over there, I don't see anything I can do about it, but it is wrong. It is not right. It is not a blessed state. And we recognize that. And we can bring those things to God in prayer. God, you know about that situation. You know about my friend. And what's going on is deceitful and wrong and is of the devil. Please help them. Please change that. Deceit and lies, Christians cannot take it. Not in our own lives and not in the lives of those around us. We need to run away from those. Run away from those. I've seen some deceit and lies, not here among our community, not in our congregation, but places far away. And it hurts because people are wronged, and you know this is not of God. But I can pray about those things, but I can't change them directly. God hasn't given me to change that, to do that. I'm not responsible in that faraway place. But among us, deceit and lies have no place. It is not of God. Sometimes we don't say things because of pain or you need to leave something behind and we don't talk about something. That's really not what I'm talking about. Those are other issues that need to be dealt with in other ways. But what we're talking about here is flat out lying and deceit. Somebody asks you something and you just say the opposite, like Satan did to Eve. No, that was just not right. So we are warned. That is not us. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, bring it strongly into our lives, your purity and your truth, your word. Show us when we sin like this with lies and deceit or recognize it in other places. Make it very clear to us. No excuses, just clear. If we are responsible, we ask you to help us to confess our sins, set things right. And if it's going on far away, help us to pray about it. But give us your truth. You are our Father, and you are holy and pure, and your word is truth. And you give us your Son's teaching to listen to him, Jesus who died and rose for us. Make all these things clear in our lives. Purify our consciences. Help our family relationships. Wherever these things are going on, take them away, Lord. Help us to be your people. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.